Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the GERWEC Report, brought to you by www.gerwec.net. That's GERWEC.net, and that is your source in the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling news. Now, it's my distinct pleasure to bring a very special guest on this line tonight. Now, my guest tonight has made a huge influence in wrestling today, and it's undoubtedly had a huge impact and changed the business almost forever as we know it today. And, well, he has a very special show coming up called Ring of Glory, and that's going to be taking place this Friday night in Rome, Georgia. My guest is the one and only Vince Russo. Vince, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Vince, I'm very happy to have you on as my guest tonight.
Well, I'm happy to be here, man.
Well, all I can say is, for starters, you got a big show coming up. This is the second show for Ring of Glory, correct?
Yeah, this is the second show, but it's the first trial at an arena show. The last show we did, we put on at a church, and we actually built the ring on the altar of the church, and it was a phenomenal experience. This is the first time we're taking the show and we're putting it in a arena setting.
Now, everything is, so far, tickets are flying off the shelves, I'm assuming. I mean, just looking at some of the rosters that you have coming in on the show. I mean, you have Jeff Jarrett coming in, AJ Styles, Abyss. I believe Rodney Mack's going to be there, right?
Rodney Mack, Jazz, D'Lo Brown, Sean Waltman will be there, Trinity. The list goes on and on and on. All in all, there's going to be over 30 wrestlers at the show.
Now, this show, for those that aren't in the Georgia area, this will be going to DVD, correct?
Yes, it will. It'll be out in DVD probably about somewhere from 3 to 6 months after the event.
Gotcha. And how many matches do you have signed so far?
Oh, boy. There's probably, all in all, there's probably about 10.
10 matches, so you're looking at least 2 to 3 hours solid professional.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Now, before we get into Ring of Glory and all the things, because you've been a very busy man with a book out, you have your own radio show out, you have this wrestling show, we got to go back and let people know that this just isn't an average show by an average promoter run across the country. And Vince, I'm sure you've been privy to several of those kind of matches and shows, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've been privy to, I've been thousands and thousands of shows in my life. There's no question about it, but there was only one show that had any impact on my life, and that was the last Ring of Glory show that we did. And, after doing that show, I clearly understood, God's vision for me and what it is that I was supposed to do.
Now, it's a lot of times in this business, a lot of wrestlers have found themselves turning over a brand new leaf. I mean, let's face it, the Vince Russo of 1997, 1998 was a ruthless, very aggressive, very cutthroat, push-the-envelope kind of guy. When did that change? When did you come to this realization to say, something's got to change in my life?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put cutthroat. I mean, I really wasn't. I mean, I really wasn't that type of a human being. All the other adjectives describe it, but we were just in a very, very competitive business and very competitive environment, and the only thing that mattered in that world was television ratings and morals or no morals, it didn't matter. I mean, you did whatever you had to do to get the viewer to turn in. And sometimes you just kind of lose sight of, what's right and what's wrong and priorities and what's really, really important in life. And, when you're in the wrestling business and, that's the world you're in, sometimes you can lose sight of that. And, that happened to me for probably about, 12, 13 years in the wrestling business.
Now, was there ever a time between now and back then that you said, I'm done with wrestling, forget it, I give up?
I am done with wrestling. I mean, when I left TNA, it was a year ago last November, I was done with the mainstream wrestling business. I will never do it again. I have no interest in being involved in that. No interest in WWE, TNA. I mean, I even had, several independent promotions call me, but I have no interest in mainstream wrestling, and Ring of Glory is the complete opposite of mainstream wrestling. And, basically what I tell people is I'm not in the wrestling business, I'm in the God business, and there's a huge difference between the two.
Now, there's been several other promotions that have come out of a religious base. One person was Ted DiBiase's show. Were you involved at all with him?
No, I heard about many of Ted's shows, but I never had the opportunity to work one, no.
Okay. Now, the one situation that you did mention about TNA being, leaving, okay, you left TNA, you're done mainstream business, yet rumors still continue to circulate that TNA has made several calls to you, several offers, and bottom line is you're telling all the fans here at Gerwick.net, the Gerwick Report, that that's not going to happen.
Yeah, there's no question. I left, it's been over a year now, and I left on good terms, and, that door was always open, but, unless they're interested in changing the rules of the way they do business and what people expect of wrestling, unless they want to change that, I'm not interested in the type of entertainment that they're putting on right now. And quite frankly, due to their numbers and, the people watching the show, I think there are a lot of people that aren't interested in it as well.
Now, we had a guest here last year. Sting was our guest on this report here.
Right.
And Sting was talking about how he would never want to go to the WWE because of the way that their product is. Yet Sting has found a home in TNA, and in fact, he's returning to TNA in January. Do you feel that he might view the business a little differently than you do, I guess you could say?
Yeah, we're all different, and God calls us to do different things, and I know when I became a Christian, I could no longer exist in the mainstream wrestling business. But, God might have something different in mind for Shawn Michaels or Ted DiBiase or Sting. That's really between them and God. But I know, I know that once I became a Christian, God put me in the other direction, and that direction was you need to get out of mainstream wrestling and you need to take the gift that I gave you and you need to use it in a different forum, and that's what I'm doing.
Now, do you feel that some of your detractors might feel that you can only pull that, that childish, almost toilet humor, that they don't feel that your true creative mind is capable of doing things?
Well, you can look back and, you can look at the stuff I've done and the stuff I was responsible with, and there was the childish, whatever humor you're talking about, I never did any of that. That's why I'm not even sure what you say when you said that. My wrestling that I was always a fan of, And I always concentrated on was I put together a thinking man's wrestling show. A wrestling show full of curves and full of swerves and a lot of gray areas when you had to tune in week to week to week to find out where it was going to go. And that a lot of that writing was very, very, very sophisticated. Did we do the occasional, Mark Henry, with the transvestite or, we did. But, that certainly wasn't the focus.
That wasn't the meat and potatoes.
Absolutely not. The meat and potatoes were that you had to tune in every week because you never knew where it was going to go. And, that's when writing is a craft. And Ed Ferrara and myself, we took great, great pride in that. And, with Ring of Glory, I'm taking the same great pride in it.
Now, is Ed at all involved with you?
No, Ed's not, only because Ed lives in Chicago now. Ed's doing really, really well for himself. He's teaching, and he's very happy, and he's where he wants to be. So, just really distance disallows us to work with each other.
Now, how long ago would you say that you've reformed and you really received your true calling?
It was 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago now.
And in that time, you've had some revelations. You've done a lot of interviews, and you've even put out a book called Forgiven, which can be purchased at ringofglory.com. And in that book, you talk a lot about your past. I wouldn't call them demons, but things that you had, reservations about. You came up with a story, and if I'm not mistaken, the story about Hulk Hogan at Bash of the Beach is included in that book, correct?
Well, no, not really, because the book really, just covers, my life and my experience in the WWF, because the reality is, when I was done with the WWF and writing the book, I was up to 350 pages already. So if I would have started going into WCW and all that, you would have had War and Peace on your hand. So, my game plan was to write this one, cover the WWF years, come out with a second book where I could talk all about WCW and TNA, and that's what I plan on doing.
Now, do you watch any of the product anymore, or do you just totally stray away from it?
No, I mean, I'll watch it if I'm flipping through channels, you know, during a commercial and I come across it. I mean, I'll watch for a few minutes, but I couldn't tell you the last time I sat down and watched the whole wrestling show. I mean, the last time I probably did that was probably sometime around 1999 or 2000.
Now, the thing is, with independent promotions, it's always said that wrestling is a trickle-down situation. If the Federation's doing bad, then independent wrestling's doing bad. And it's been said that right now we're kind of in a slump for professional wrestling. Do you think this will have any impact on the Ring of Glory show?
It might. I mean, and I think people that are saying a slump are putting it nicely. If you ask me, I think wrestling's dead. I really do. As a fan, from a professional point of view, I think it's dead right now, and obviously that's going to have an impact on the show I do, and it's going to have an impact on the show that promoters across the country do. But again, the difference with our show is Christian-based, and I know, you know, God's hands are all over our show, and he runs the show. We're just more or less stewards for him, and you know, the people that come to the Ring of Glory show are the people that God's going to want there, and that's the way I look at it. So I don't think it's going to have a traumatic effect, because the people that need to be there are going to be there.
Now, one of the matches, and I believe this might actually be your main event, the Stairway to Heaven match, where it's a ladder match for the Sword of the Spirit.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about that, and do we have any teasers to who possibly the four participants might be?
Well, there's four ladders involved in the match, and there's four participants. The first two guys get eliminated by pinfall. Then it's down to two guys, and those two guys battle it out for the Sword of the Spirit. I'll tell you why I'm excited about this match, because you have four guys, young guys, very, very talented guys that have never really got the opportunity to perform on the grand stage. And these are the guys that I really, really enjoy working with the most, because I know that these guys are in it for their love of the sport and for their love of the game. It's not about money. It's not about ego. It's not about any of those things that corrupt the wrestling business. It's all about heart. And that's what Ring of Glory is about. And, you know, that's why, you know, I look for, you know, young performers who have maybe never been given the opportunity and never had the chance. And I kind of look at their heart to find out where they're coming from. And, you know, those are the kind of people that are a part of Ring of Glory.
Now, also, to further what you're doing outside of Ring of Glory as well, you're doing a show on Fan Talk Live called Forgiven, correct?
Yes.
And when can fans hear you on that?
That is Thursday nights. It's on it from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, we tackle a lot of subjects. We talk about Christianity. You know, I'll answer wrestling questions. And, you know, we talk about life as well. But, you know, it's a growing up experience, not only for me, but for a lot of people out there. I mean, again, there just comes a point in life where, you know, you wake up one day and your priorities have changed and you're looking at the world, you know, in a different way. And, you know, that kind of is what the show is about.
You know, this might sound a little odd, but if you can go back to, if you yourself today could go back to Vince Russo back in the very competitive time when you were in the WWF, and you can give him a piece of advice on coming to bring you to where you are today, what would you tell him?
Well, you know, that's kind of what the book is about. I mean, I wrote the book before I was saved, and then once I became saved, I kept the original manuscript in context. I kept it in true form, but I have a running commentary through it as the new Vince. So it's almost like the new Vince commenting on the old Vince. And oh, man, there's a million things I would tell myself, but the reality of it is that I had to go down that path in order to get to this point in my life. So, I mean, I really wouldn't have changed anything. I guess the one thing that I would have told myself and that I would tell anybody is, you know, listen to your heart, because, you know, your heart is always talking to you, and if your heart is talking to you, there's a good chance that that's the Holy Spirit. And, I mean, you can either listen to it or you can either fight it. And, you know, my problem was that I fought it for many, many, many years until finally giving into it. And when I gave into it, you know, that's when my whole life changed.
Now, We like to kind of address rumors that kind of circulate that need an end-all, be-all.
Right.
And one rumor that always circulated about you was that when WCW went out of business back in 2001, you were still locked into a contract with WCW.
Right.
Now, rumor had it, and you can confirm or deny this, that you had actually requested that Vince McMahon purchase the contract for you to come out right for the WWE. You were back there for no less than 2 months. I don't recall any more than that. But rumor had it was that you brought a bunch of ideas out that you knew Vince would never go for and then left the company. Any truth to that?
Well, you got to say that again.
The rumor was that you intentionally, you were locked into a contract with the WCW or Ted Turner at the time. You couldn't go anywhere. So Vince bought your contract out. You threw ideas at Vince so that he would basically wouldn't go for him, and you knew he wouldn't go for him, and then that would make you a free man.
Oh no, that's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, when I was when they sold and I still had a couple of months left on my contract, I mean, I was just thrilled to death that it was over. I mean, I was jumping for joy that it was over and done with. And, you know, when I couldn't wait for my contract to finally be over because, I mean, I was done. I mean, I didn't want to go anywhere at that point. And, you know, at that point, the thought of going to Vince or this and that, I mean, there were so many scars caused by the business at that point that I was jumping for joy that WCW was done and that my contract was going to be up and that I was basically going to be freed from my living hell. So, I mean, that's the first time I've ever heard that, and, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it made its way through, actual published books, actually, quoted that situation, and they claimed they credited you for coming up with ideas to where he would have to bring in Bret Hart, which made no sense, and a bunch of WCW guys, because they said that you tried to reinvent the WCW invasion angle, was the credit they tried to give you.
That's unheard. Now, what I did was, I'll be honest with you, after my WCW contract ran out and I walked away from wrestling and I went into my own business, I mean, after doing that for over a year and starting to get a little bored, I mean, that's kind of when I tested the water with Vince again. And, I mean, at that time, I brought a lot of good story ideas, you know, to Vince and to the writing committee, you know, many which they used, but, you know, they didn't execute them much the same way I would have executed them. So just in a matter of time, they just really fizzled out.
Now, one company that, you know, that you most notably remembered for at this point, and I think they've really changed since then, and in fact, a lot of its participants will appear at your show, was TNA Wrestling. What made you come to TNA Wrestling?
Well, that's at the time that, you know, I was going to go to Vince. You know, I mean, I was looking, you know, I mean, I had been away from the wrestling business enough. I kind of let some of the scars heal, or so I thought. So I was looking to get my foot back in it. And, you know, that's when I went up there with Vince and, you know, all that. But at the same time, Jeff was starting up TNA. And the real reason why I really went to TNA was, you know, a number of reasons. I mean, I really wanted to get back in the trenches. And I didn't think I was going to have that opportunity at the WWF because so much had changed. And plus, Jeff was my friend. And I wanted to help him out. And, you know, that was probably the most important factor.
And TNA today is certainly a changed product, certainly still trying to find its niche. It's got very talented X-Division wrestlers, but I don't think they're being showcased to the fullest extent yet.
Because nobody knows how to write wrestling.
Yeah, I will wholeheartedly agree with
Let me tell you what the difference, and I take great pride in this, and I think you'll understand this, and I really think this is fair, okay? I have great respect for the wrestlers. And I have great respect for what they do in the ring, and I always have. I've always had the utmost respect because I know, you know, number one, I don't want to do that. And number one, I couldn't do that. And I have a great respect for what they do. They put their bodies on the line, their livelihoods on the line every single day. And I respect that, okay? But the difference with wrestlers is wrestlers believe that they can be writers. They think there's nothing to writing a wrestling show, and they all think they could be writers. But, you know, what they don't understand is there's a a lifetime of difference between writing a wrestling show and booking a wrestling show. Yes, wrestlers can book wrestling shows, but they can't write them. And that's why, in my opinion, what you're seeing on television today from both companies is just, it's written at a 12-year-old level, it's uninteresting, and it's not entertaining, because they're booking wrestling, and there's a world of difference between booking and writing.
You know, I do got to say something. If you guys go to ringofglory.com, there's a subsection for the Great Commission, which is the name of this show coming up Friday, December 16th at the Forum in Rome, Georgia. And some of the talent that's listed on there are some great talents that are really not being showcased to the fullest potential, including Mark Jindrak, which I'll look for some commentary from you in a moment. Also, Matt Heisen, formerly Spike Dudley, Rodney Mack, and actually recently gone from TNA, Sonny Siaki. I mean, these are four great talents there. What did you see in these guys that...
It's real simple, man. It's real simple. Everybody on my show, okay, everybody on my show, the one thing I do, first of all, let's get one thing straight, and let's say this up front. You're not going to find 20 to 30 Christians in the wrestling business. You're not going to find that. That's the reality of it, okay? But what I look for is, I've worked with all these guys, okay? I know them all. A lot of them are like brothers to me. I look at the heart, okay? And I know the guys that really, really have good hearts, but basically they're in the wrong place. And it's just how ironic to me how I've got a show full of wrestlers who I know personally who have hearts bigger than gold and are genuinely good people, but yet they haven't been able to make it in the wrestling business at the level that they desire to. And you know why that is?
Apparently, nice guys don't finish, they finish last.
You cannot have a good heart and exist in the wrestling business. It's that simple. And that's part of what Ring of Glory is about. In Ring of Glory, you can have a good heart and exist in the wrestling business, because Ring of Glory is all about the individuals, and it's all about the love, and it's all about the brotherhood, and it's all about the friendship. That's what it's built on. And that's why, you know, part of the reason for Ring of Glory was to create a home where some of the greatest athletes in the world can showcase their talents and not have to worry about the baggage that goes with the wrestling business.
So what you're telling both myself and all the callers and all the fans of Gerwick.net is that the backstage politics that's always been plagued in the wrestling business does not exist in Ring of Glory, and these guys will be, I guess you could say, redemption for the talent that's actually on this card.
Absolutely, because there's one purpose of Ring of Glory. Well, actually, there's a couple of purposes from the talent point of view, but one of the purposes is, on this night, when you appear on the show, okay, and you go out there in front of the people, all the glory on that night goes to God and the gift that He gave you that enables you to compete in that ring. It's not about money. It's not about a spot. It's not about greed. It's not about selfishness. It's about going out in front of God and performing for Him with the gift that He gave you and all the glory going to Him. That's what it's all about. So as far as finishes and who's going over and who's going to shine and who's going to do this and who's going to do that and everything that involves money is non-existent in Ring of Glory, because guys do not come to the show because they're looking for money. It's not about that. They know what it's about. They get to perform, and they get to experience wrestling the way that it should be and the way that they envisioned it being.
Now, before I close up here, there's one other thing I want to make mention. At the Great Commission on December the 16th, there's actually going to be a very special award ceremony for Ron Farouk Simmons. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, we are going to honor Ron Simmons because, again, Ron is one of those a great role model and a great leader. And I know Ron's heart right now is giving back to the business and helping out the young athletes. And, you know, Ron himself, you know, Ron faced some demons in the wrestling business, I mean, as we all did. But, again, now that he's stepped away from it, you know, Ron's heart is to really, you know, give something back and really work with these young guys. And, you know, again, you know, that's a part of Ring of Glory as well. And, I mean, people like Ron Simmons and, you know, maybe people that are looking at the twilights of their career, that are looking for a home and that are looking for a place to go, I mean, our arms are wide open to them.
Now, you have one show booked this Friday. Are there more plans for 06 for Ring of Glory?
Yeah, there's plenty of plans. Right now we have, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of six churches who want to put on shows. But, you know, what we're going to do is, I mean, it takes a while to put on a show like this until we really, really get it down. So right now the game plan is for every 2 months for us to put on a show. So hopefully after this one, the next one we'd be looking at is somewhere around the end of February.
Well, we're going to keep you posted on all that. Vince, I'd like to thank you very much for being my guest tonight, if you could just hold the line. I'd just like to thank you very much. Is there any closing comments you'd like to leave with our fans?
No, you know, again, I would love, you know, if you live in the Rome area, I would love the fans to come out and really experience, you know, a show like this. When the DVD comes out, I would love for you to experience, because, again, like I said, you know, to the wrestling fans out there, first and foremost, as a wrestling fan, this is wrestling the way it was supposed to be. This is wrestling the way it was meant to be. And as I said, the difference is, it's not all about the self, and it's not all about self-glorification. It's not all about me, myself, and I. It's about giving the glory to the one who created you and the one who gave you the gift in the first place, and that's Jesus Christ. And if that's what you do, then his hands are going to be all over what you're doing, and his hands are all over Ring of Glory, and that's really the difference.
Well, Vince, thank you very much. Fans, I'd like to encourage each and every one of you to go to ringofglory.com, where you can get Ring of Glory t-shirts. You can purchase tickets for the show that's taking place. It's called the Great Commission. It's the Day of Judgment. It's going to be taking place on Friday, December the 16th at the Forum in Rome, Georgia. Don't forget to check out Gerwick.net. And again, ringofglory.com, where you can pick up Vince Russo's book, Forgiven. And be sure to check it out. We'll be back with the results as soon as we can. Vince, I'd like to thank you again for coming. Callers, thanks for calling. Don't forget to check out ringofglory.com and the show, The Great Commission, December 16th. Good night and God bless.